It's my pleasure to welcome Michael Cremo. Michael, welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you.
You know, you and your work have been referenced many times on this show. The show, of course, deals with alternative information. We've gone through various aspects of archaeology and how what we learn in university is not the whole picture. In fact, sometimes it's just flat out wrong.
Well, yes, I would agree. You know, if you look at archaeology as a big museum, what you would find is that people are let into only one tiny little room of that museum, and there they only see the stones and the bones, the discoveries that go along with the currently dominant theory that human beings like us came into existence only about 100,000 years ago, having evolved from more primitive ape-like creatures. But there are other rooms in that big museum of archaeology, rooms with what we might call symbolic locks on the doors. And what I've tried to do in my work is take the locks off the doors and let people in to see what's really there. And what we find is that over the past 150 years, archaeologists all over the world have made many discoveries of human bones, human artifacts, and human footprints, showing that humans like us have been present on this planet for tens of millions, hundreds of millions of years, going all the way back to the very beginning of the history of life on Earth.
Well, if you have been trying to open up some of these locked doors, then I would say once more, into the breach we shall go, because let's, right from the top, break it down for people. Let's, in a nutshell, say flat out, what is your experience?